Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The DH, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to third. Moore moves to second. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a fly ball into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Porter reaches second base with a double. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. Way then moves to second. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Way then. Squires reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins throws to second for 1, and Washington throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground that hits Chalk. Chalk is out and White is safe at first. There goes Chalk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a fly ball into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Chappas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Squires moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Junior Moore. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Gary Christensen now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Harold Baines. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Bosley moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Marty Patton now pitching. Kevin Bell pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-3 in the game. Chappas hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing right field. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Ed Farmer now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-4 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Morrison moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and tags Morrison, for the out. Lemon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then throws the ball into White, who tags Molinaro trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lemon scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Braun pinch hits for Dave Chalk. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.